Welcome to Share Truth, Apply Scripture. I'm Jordan Chambly, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Cedra Sart.
Back at it again.
We are back at it again. And
unfortunately, today we don't have a guest.
We don't, unfortunately. And I enjoy having guests.
Yeah.
I feel like people are just interesting to talk to, and there's a lot of people around here that we've had on, and they bring some, like, really good conversation topics to the table that I walk away from feeling very encouraged or challenged or whatever, and I feel like that's a very worthwhile thing to do. But I also enjoy just having conversations, just the two of us, you know?
Cool.
We used to wouldn't have done this.
We used to would not have done this. We used to be like, no, we need a third person.
Right. Yeah. No.
Like, how can two people carry 30-minute conversation? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah. You'd be surprised because we do it. And I think we honestly do a good job. You know?
Well, I'm glad somebody does. I think we're doing great. I do. I never thought I'd see us in this position. Yeah. I never thought I would be behind the microphone. Ever.
But me neither.
Here I am. And I'm glad to be here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to be a part of this conversation. But I just want to remind the listeners that if you want to know more about what we're doing, if you want to catch up on our podcast, you can go to afr.net/podcast, I believe. But, you know, if you go to afr.net, everything's there.
Yeah.
And you won't find just us, but you'll find so many other shows that you can tune into.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great ones like Dr. Nurse Mama. Like, if you're a parent, please tune into that.
Absolutely.
Our friend Pastor Joseph Parker that we just had on 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
He has his program, The Hour of Intercession.
Yeah.
If you're wanting one that's just about, you know, going into, you know, the spiritual battle and prayer, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Another biblical show.
Mm-hmm. My dad's got one.
He does.
Jeff Chambly is the host of The Stand Radio. If you want to know what's going on in my department here at AFA, because I'm not a radio host. I mean, I guess I technically am, but like my department here is The Stand, which is all about the written stuff, the blog, the magazine, The Stand. So if you want to know what's going on with The Stand and you want to listen to it and not read it, go please read it, by the way, because I write stuff for it too. And a lot of other great people write great stuff for it. But Jeff Chambly, my dad, he's creating and producing a radio program for The Stand, and he talks about all sorts of topics that we cover there. So go check that out as well.
Go to afr.net, and if you go to afa.net, we do so many other things that I know. Some people don't even know that we do.
There is sometimes I forget just how much there is going on here.
We have a full news department. Mm-hmm. Of course, then you can find The Stand magazine if you're wanting to read the blog or get the magazine sent to your own home.
Mm-hmm.
We have our friends at the AFA Foundation who will help you, you know, in figuring out your finances.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Our 1 Million Moms, Monica Cole, with 1 Million Moms, is out there constantly.
We got
AFA
Actions there to let us know what's going on politically and in the culture. And
keep you informed.
Some pretty cool stuff going on there. So like, it's well-rounded what we do here, and I'm proud to be a part of it. But in our little sphere right here in Share Truth by Scripture, a lot of times what we try to do is we take subjects that we believe are important to, well, all Christians, definitely all Christians, but particularly we try to zone in on some of the younger Christians, some of that younger generation. I'm talking Gen Z, some of those millennials as well, although millennials are getting kind of old. We're getting kind of old, Cedra. We try to zone in on those, and of course Generation Alpha is going to come up one day too, so we'll have to think about what they care about. But we try to talk about those topics that those younger generations of Christians are concerned about, things that are facing them, challenges that might be arising in their life, and we try to bring a biblical perspective to those things. But what we're going to talk about today is a topic that was brought to the table here by Cedra, and I thought it was really great. It's got all about social media.
We've talked about social media before, but there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our world, it is social media.
Yes.
It is social media.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different platforms, and you have people who feel the need to be on all of them.
Yeah.
I know I've got several accounts on different platforms. I mean, like, I have different platforms myself.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, and I don't, for the ones who are still hoping social media will go away.
It's not. It's just going to get even more.
It's just, it'll evolve.
It's going to change,
But I have a feeling it's going to be here for a long, long time.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just like anything that we create as humans, that's a good thing and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to focus on the negatives, just like it is with anything else. But don't forget that social media can and has brought some positives as well. People have made friendships overseas that there would have been no way of doing that. People have been witnessed to that mm-hmm. would have otherwise not have heard the gospel. There have just been ways that it's been used, I believe, to the glory of God. And most of those are probably very quiet, out of the way kind of things that you'll never know about. It's really just those big negative bad stuff that get our attention. So I want to make sure that when we're talking about social media, we're not talking about a bad thing. We're just talking about something that can be bad or can be used in a bad way, can be a way that negative influences can come into your life. But we're going to talk about ways that you can kind of control that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be what you make of it. And yeah. That's why I thought this is a great conversation to have, because really, even though, yeah, this is more zoned in on some of those younger audiences, this is something that, my goodness, every Christian who has anything to do with social media can probably benefit mm-hmm. from as well.
Well, and I think if we hit on some things maybe that we can shed light on for older generations that didn't grow up with social media. Mm-hmm. We didn't have it our entire lives.
No, definitely not. Mm-hmm.
But we were still fairly young when people started having MySpace.
MySpace. Oh my goodness. MySpace. One of the big ones.
And then it went and it kind of moved into Facebook mm-hmm. and it just kind of took off from there.
Right.
So we were still fairly young.
Yeah.
When all of those started like gaining speed, but but there's generations before us who mm-hmm. Maybe don't understand it quite as well.
Right.
So even if you're not part of our target audience, we encourage you to listen. And maybe something we say will help you.
Yeah.
My thing is with social media, when using social media, my big thing is stopping and taking time to reflect and think and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be quick on the draw when you're typing out your message or something like that. And just, it's so easy. It's so fast. We have it in our pocket and on our phones now.
Yeah.
You don't have to do what we used to do. You don't have to go into the quote-unquote computer room. There's a desk with a big old computer in there.
Yeah.
And you had to start booting it up. And then while it was, and you were waiting on the internet to boot up, you could go off and like make a sandwich or something.
Tell everybody, don't get on the phone. I'm going online.
Don't get on the phone. You like, I'm trying to get on the internet. I got to check my aim. you know.
You've got mail.
I remember those days. It's not like that. Now it is. It's with you.
Yeah.
I have my phone right here. I can type out some posts and it's gone. Right
yeah,
now.
Exactly.
And I find more and more times, even the believers in my life that I know, don't take time to think about what they're posting.
Yeah.
They're posting just what's popular.
Yeah.
Which, to a degree, is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, even here at AFA, we use social media and we have to keep up with certain fads and and things, as long as it is not an ungodly, unbiblical trend.
Mm-hmm.
But like in what we post, mm-hmm. you know, so to a degree, that's not a bad thing. But then you just get, you know, swept up in it. So mm-hmm. I even see Christian accounts that started out so good, and then they just kind of get swept up in the instant, immediate, there's a new trend, I got to jump on it. And then you're focused on that, and you're not focused on, is my content edifying?
Yeah.
Is it pulling people away from God?
Yeah. And there's something weird about social media, I think, that it helps you fall into whatever pattern is easiest, I think, because it is getting easier, like you were talking about, just the immediacy of it. It's in your pocket. You pull it up. You get the app on. It's like, it's right there. What do you want to say to the world? What do you want to put out there? And it's like the less – as time goes on, the less filter we have in between wanting to say something and actually saying that. And it's not like, you know, a real life and personal conversation where it's just the one person or the two people or who I'm in, like, the room full of people you're talking to. This is like hundreds of people who are just immediately going to see the thing that you said. And there's something about that that it really, I think there's a tendency to amplify the bad things, the bad patterns that we can fall into. Especially when we see other people in the same space doing the same thing. So say there's like this, and there's an attitude online that I see all the time of like, if you can get the best little jab in, if you can get the most clever little like burn on somebody or something that you don't like, everybody's going to gather around you and applaud because most of the people who follow you tend to agree with you. And then there's that feedback of, oh, I'm such a great person, or, oh, I'm super clever. I really showed them, or I really, you know, hit the nail on the head with that little zinger. And then it just kind of feeds into itself, and it encourages you to just become one of the worst versions that you could ever be of yourself.
And then you see those videos, and it's such a clever little, like you said, like a little zing.
Yeah.
That you're like, haha, that's funny. Yeah. And before you know it, you're like laughing with them. Mm-hmm. You're sharing that post or whatever because you think it's so funny. And never thinking about the fact that you're bringing somebody else down, whether they are wrong or right. Mm-hmm. There's a, I mean, we've talked about it before. When someone's wrong, there is a way to correct them.
Yes.
And being snarky is not it. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard for me. You've known me for the whole time I've been here.
Yeah.
Like, we're coming up on 13 years.
I know.
Almost. My goodness. Me and you working together.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. So you know me. Mm-hmm. I like a little jokey joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is it just funny or is it putting someone else down?
And it's really, really easy to do that to somebody when they're not in front of you, when they are 10 screens away from you or not even there. Maybe they don't even know you or know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's so easy because, you when you do that, you have to dehumanize them. And when they're just an image on your screen or just some sort of idea in your head, that's the easiest thing in the world to do. And it really is not a Christ-like thing. And so I think when it comes to social media, just, you know, taking a time to be like, you know what, before I get on this or, you know, maybe I need to take a break or whatever, but just to have a time of reflection, be like, God, I want to represent you, not clever little old me, you know. I want to represent Jesus to the world and really dig into that and see, what do you need to adjust about your attitude? What do you need to adjust about the things that you've said? Maybe you need to even apologize for some of the things that you've said. I've seen people do that, and the witness in that is actually really powerful, I think.
Well, and then I think a lot of the time, and this is believers and non-believers alike, get swept up in the celebrity status that they can gain. Because, you know, like back in the day, celebrities were just like this faraway, untouchable thing.
Yeah.
I was not born to be a celebrity.
Me neither.
You know, but now anybody can post video on TikTok or whatever and start gaining followers. And before you know it, you're quote unquote internet famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then you feel the need to kind of, like I was saying earlier about jumping on the trends and making sure at the top of it because you are trying to continue that.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, you're letting all of that decide your posting.
Right.
And that just so all these people are enjoying your post, but is there any thought process behind it anymore? Or is it just, this is the trend, we have to do it?
Yeah, it's just, this is what's going to make me look the best for those, you know, maybe million people who follow you if you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Not all trends. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said,
yeah,
I enjoy a good trend sometimes when they're funny and they're not like harmful or inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
There's some trends out there that aren't bad.
Exactly.
But it's being able to kind of separate that.
Yeah, you need that discernment, I think. And that only comes, honestly, you know, for a Christian, that only comes from, you know, praying and being in the Word. I mean, that's when the Holy Spirit is the loudest in your ear. And if you want the Holy Spirit to guide your social media use, what you put out there in the world, because that's a witness, then you need to be doing that. And that's why we talk about share truth, apply scripture. That's what we do. You need to share truth and apply scripture to yourself every day. So that's what we encourage you to do.
And if you're one of these people and you have an account somewhere, most likely it's something like TikTok, and you're posting or Instagram or whatever it is, and you're posting videos. And, you know, even if you think you've been doing pretty well, I encourage you to stop and to reflect and pray over your account and go through and scan, like skim through some of your videos or your content and look at them. And like, there's something that you wrote a while back, which is kind of what was the inspiration for this, an article you wrote a long time ago. And you had some points, and it's like when we curate our stream, which for the ones who are, let's go into that for real quick.
Yeah, let's do that.
You can, if you're wondering about the content you're seeing.
Yes.
You can help curate the stream you have.
Yeah.
Like what comes up on your homepage.
Yes.
On your For You page or whatever, mm-hmm. you have some sort of control over that.
Exactly.
So like on the stuff that you continue to go to and watch, the accounts you visit, mm-hmm. The videos you like and share.
Mm-hmm.
And then also like there, a lot of them have a way that you can be like, I don't want this content, not interested.
Yes. And that's like great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you come across it, just do that.
My
curate
goodness.
That. And so you just had some questions mm-hmm. in this article you wrote. Just ask yourself as you're going through, mm-hmm. do I let this in or do I scroll past it without stopping? And I'd say if it really is completely unbiblical and mm-hmm. or just not a good content to have, click not interested or
yeah.
hide, don't want to see this. Mm-hmm. When I let this in, is it worth the time it takes for me?
Mm. Yeah.
That one hit me.
It hits me too. It's a long time since I read that. Yeah.
It hit me. Look, mm-hmm. I'm stepping on all toes today.
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Those 20-minute videos I watch that are just dumb and silly.
Yeah. I think it's okay to watch some fun videos.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that it is, but man, 20 minutes.
Yeah. If I didn't let this in, am I really missing out on anything?
Mm. That's, to me, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I think if you line these questions up with how much time am I, like, going against, like, how much time am I spending on social media and this little mm-hmm. extra stuff versus how much time am I spending in the Word and with God, mm. and then how much time am I spending doing the things I know He would want me to do, like, you know, like, you're married with a family.
Yeah.
If you're not spending that much time with your wife and kids,
mm-hmm.
but you're spending all this extra time watching videos, and you line it up
Look.
Here, it even hurts more.
Yeah.
Mm. Am I learning or growing from this? That was the next question. Does this align with my values and beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
Does this add value to my life? In what way does this thing help me? In what way does this thing help me to help others?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, this will be going up on a podcast. I'd say go back and take this little clip, this little segment, and write these questions down because those are just solid questions that I think it's good to take time to reflect on and ask yourself mm-hmm. as you're scrolling mm-hmm. and as you're reading whatever you're reading.
Right.
And then also take it and align it with your content that you're putting out.
Exactly.
So, like, if you mm-hmm. were to take that and scroll through your own content and ask yourself the same questions, like if you were someone just visiting your page.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself these questions.
Yeah.
My hurt your feelings.
I think those are, honestly, I wrote that a while ago. I think I really do agree still with that.
Yeah.
I will say that it is important for you because we're not all going to be the same.
Look, yeah.
We should all have the same, some of the same standards as far as, you know, does this align with, you know, what I believe about God? You know, is this actively causing me to stumble? But like only you know, like how much, you know, what is worth your time in that. You know, maybe it is worth your time to be entertained a little bit. Maybe that's a healthy thing for you.
I think it's okay to have a moment just to laugh.
Right.
And stuff. I come across memes all the time. I'm like, that's funny. A dad joke, sending it to my sister. She'll laugh so hard.
Yeah.
I think that's good to spread mm-hmm. that kind of like happiness and joy around.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can come from those short little videos. As long as it's not causing you to...
Yeah.
Delve into sin, and to stumble.
Look, and this applies to even just, you know, just being around people, even in person.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have a good bit of self-awareness as to like what's important to you, what kind of person do you want to present to the world, but also like where are you going, like what are you allowing yourself to be in, like what mm-hmm. kind of environment, whether that's a real life environment in the real world or whether that's a digital environment on social media. But the great thing about social media is, and we pointed out earlier, is that you really do have a lot of control over that. I don't think many people realize mm-hmm. that. Maybe a lot of the younger people do because they've been born into it. They understand there's the ins and outs of that. But older millennials, Gen Xers, baby boomers, they might not realize just how much control that they have over their feed. And when I say feed, it's just when you open up your social media app, whatever one you're using, that's what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much control over that. You might be like, man, I don't understand why I keep seeing this thing. Usually, whatever you're using will have some sort of control, like Cedra pointed out.
An algorithm
kind of thing where it's like, hey, I don't want to see this. You click, never see this again. Sometimes they'll ask you for a reason or you can give that or whatever. But it'll remember, hey, this person doesn't like this kind of thing. And usually, it doesn't show up again. But also, it might be showing you things that it believes is consistent with the way you've been acting on social media. Mm-hmm. So if you've been sharing things or liking things or even just looking at something on your screen for a couple of seconds or more, it knows that, the algorithm, this mathematical formula that they have going on in the software, and it will be like, okay, show this person more of that thing. They seem interested. So there's another way to manage what you see. It might make you evaluate. Yeah. So if you're seeing something offensive coming up on your feed very often, either they are mistaken or you've been knowingly or unknowingly encouraging that to happen. So that's why I say a lot of self-awareness is useful when it comes to this. Just like you would not go out in public dressed a certain way or talking a certain way or acting a certain way. Same thing for social media. Yeah. There's just a lot more dynamics at play, I think.
Yeah, and I know I think it also comes, like, it becomes important to start evaluating the actual personal friends that you follow.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's hard because you don't want to be the one, you don't want to unfriend somebody and offend them.
Oh, yeah.
I will say you can't unfollow someone without unfriending them so they don't.
That's true. On Facebook, at least, I think.
On Facebook, you can. But if their content is not edifying, if the stuff they're posting is putting things in your mind that you don't need to have there, you may have to unfollow them, block them, something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes it's hard because if you're trying your best to put out content that you think will enrich their life and you're hoping they'll see it.
Yeah.
I know that can be very hard because you don't want them. You don't want to make it to where they can't see your content, and so you know, maybe you can unfollow them without them unfollowing you.
Yeah, it is really funny, like how sometimes we tend to equate those online relationships with the real life relationship in a way where it's like, oh wow, you muted my post, like what's that all about? And then you get personally offended. It's like. You know, like when you're with people in real life, say you had a bunch of people over to your house or something, and one of your friends is like saying things that you're not really a fan of or makes you feel kind of bad or whatever, you might just go to the other room and it's totally fine. Like nobody's going to get offended. But you do that on social media, it's all of a sudden it's the big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I wish that we could break that cycle somehow. Maybe future generations will get to that point.
Y'all didn't have top friends on Facebook back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. So embarrassing.
You know, it's so bad as when.
So embarrassing.
But the high you get when you get on there and you realize that someone swapped you, like if you were number two on their list and they bumped you up.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering what Amanda did. You know, that's a generic name.
Wait.
Stuff you're like, what did she do to get bumped down?
Early Facebook was a gossip machine.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So funny. I mean, like, it's easy for our, like, I know for my generation to equate, like, if I unfriend them, they're going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Most
and
likely,
I don't know how much.
Know.
Yeah. I don't know how much people care about that these days, especially like kids. Like, you know, it's probably totally fine and normal. I wish that I could delete my, I can delete my Facebook account. I never get on it. And when I do, I end up being depressed. I'm hesitant to for some reason because like my mom still posts stuff and tags me in it. And, you know, like you still have that. So like even I struggle with that a little bit of being like it feels like you're breaking off a real relationship when you're actually not. And so
maybe that's all the more reason for you to delete it.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
how
it
you
is.
Feel about it.
Maybe it is. But I know that I'm not the only one who feels that way. Like, there's this weird connection that you have with it, and you're just like, yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for you to pull that plug a little bit. But either way, if you want to delete your Facebook or whatever social media account or not, you are largely in control over what you see.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And if you think you need to, seriously, just cut it out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And some people may laugh at you or talk to you like, that's ridiculous. I mean, like, you're being overdramatic.
Yeah.
When it comes to keeping that relationship and with God and cutting out anything that is not of Him.
Right.
I don't think you can be overdramatic.
Right.
That,
yeah.
You know, and to the point where I mean, I guess you could, but if you're willing to take this step because you know it will kind of create a greater bond between you and God and, and cut out things you don't need to see, then that's a good step.
Absolutely.
So I'll miss you. I'll miss your post. But
my posts I never
but
make.
You don't ever make. But I understand, and that is the step you need to take, then by all means do it.
We got about a minute and a half left. I do want to touch on how it can be a positive thing as well.
Yeah.
So for me, an example just from my own life, I'm more of a Twitter or these days X. I'm more of an X kind of guy. I like that format better. But what I've done, instead of like creating a personal Jordan Chambly account, I'll create an account under a different kind of name or whatever, and I'll use that account to follow other people that I know I want to learn from. Mm-hmm. So I'll have an account there. It's like, this is so you can learn about this thing, or this is so you can grow in this area and sort of fill my feed with this kind of content in a very intentional kind of way that I know will benefit me, instead of just being a general all-purpose, hey, this is to make friends kind of thing. Yeah. I found that fairly useful. And I think it's just a good example of how we focus on the negatives a lot of social media. There are some really good positives as well, and that's one of them.
You have a candle making account out there, huh?
Yeah, I have a candle making account. No, I can't do that.
Basket weaving.
But that, hey, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could also, you know, you want to follow missionaries or something and learn more about the mission field. Things like that is stuff that you could do, definitely.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, you can check out our friends at globaloutreach.org. Just a chance to plug them.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want some good people to follow on that anyways. Well, I think we're at the end of our program.
Yeah.
So I guess we need to wrap it up and let people know they can go to AFR and AFA.net. Yep. AFR.net or AFA.net if you want to find out more about what we're doing.
Or follow us on social media as well. And guys, until next week, continue to share truth and apply scripture. Thank you.